Hello, everybody. I'm George from Ireland. Well, it's the second anniversary of the 7th of October attacks. Remember 2023 when Hamas, the Islamic Resistance Movement, to translate its name fully, launched these attacks across the border into Israel. There was a music festival going on, and then they targeted that. So they began by firing well over 4,000 rockets into Israel. Now, how do they do this? I mean, Israel had a reasonable relationship with Qatar, a Gulf Arab country, a Sunni Muslim country, Qatar being the main funder of the Hamas administration that was elected to govern Gaza in 2006. Hamas not allowed any elections since. Why did Israel permit that? I can guarantee it's not out of moral decency. I think it's part of the calculation is if we give them something to live for, maybe they'll accept peace. And now, so life in Gaza was not even that bad. It was bad, but not horrific, right before 2023. There have been times, I remember as far back as the year 2002, seeing news reports about malnutrition in Gazan children, because, of course, all but one of the border crosses into Gaza were controlled by Israel, the other one by Egypt. Its territorial waters, its airspace controlled by the Israelis. So all access to Gaza and egress therefrom was controlled by the illegally occupying power. Even though the Israeli troops weren't there as such, they had a stranglehold on it. So they used various dual-use items to manufacture these rockets. They briefly overwhelmed Israel's Iron Dome system. The Hamas fighters, they burst into Israel, and sometimes with gliders to get over the border fence. They even stormed some very lightly held Israeli military bases. They briefly captured a tank. So they killed lots of military personnel. They deliberately killed a lot of civilians, native civilians. So if you purposefully kill civilians when it's not accidental and part of a legitimate military attack, that is murder. So there was terrorism there. So over 21 communities were attacked. So a lot of people were killed. About 1,200 people were killed, majority of them civilians, some military personnel. About 241 people were taken hostage. Not all of them were Israeli. Some of them were like Thais, who were guest workers in Israel. So, over 6,000 Hamas militants entered the country, entered Israel. About 1,600 of them were killed. About 149 were injured. But the thing is, this did not come as a bolt from the blue. The Israelis are there, watchtowers, observing Gaza, had noticed some very unusual activity. Are they training for something? Especially female soldiers had reported this back. It had been poo-pooed, had been dismissed. Soldiers were told just to take no notice and not to bother reporting these things. Now, Netanyahu said it was Israel's 9/11, as in they were going to just flagrantly break international law and indeed their own law in response to this. But it was the biggest attack on Israel. It was a major humiliation. It was a defeat. The thing is, did the Netanyahu administration want this to happen? Because remember how unpopular Netanyahu was at the time, the huge protests about his attempts to reduce the remit of the Supreme Court. People say he was trying to establish an elective dictatorship. They said that the Supreme Court cruciality is even greater than the most countries, in as much as Israel's parliament, the Knesset, is unicameral and so forth, is lacking checks and balances. He himself was facing trial for corruption, and that took all that off the front pages. He's perpetuated his hold in power, or not perpetuated, prolonged his hold in power. Even 2 years later, he's still in office, and so on. He's Minister of Security. So he was able to change the subject, to say the very least. He's an utterly immoral man. He's bloodthirsty. He's extremely cruel. And he was reviled by swathes of the Israeli population. And obviously, for some of the more open genocidaires, he is not quite vicious enough. And that was it. And it generated sympathy for Israel, at least in the short term. But they squandered this because Israel's crimes against the Palestinians in Gaza make the 7th of October seem negligible by comparison. I know it's hard to say that, but if you just look at the body count, over 60,000 Gazan civilians murdered since then. That's a low estimate. Even Israel says that 83% of its victims in Gaza are civilians, which is an even a higher proportion than the Israelis killed on the 7th of October. The thing is, Hamas can say, oh, human shields. It's like Israel does. Well, there's one Israeli soldier off duty. He or she is among a crowd of civilians. So we'll just shoot them all. And most Israeli men under 50 are military reservists. So kill him because he might be a military reservist. He might not be. We're not taking the chance and so on, whether he's holding a gun or not. So all these people are taken hostage. And obviously there are thousands of Palestinian hostages held by Israel for years. Over 400 of them are children, held in inhumane conditions, fed starvation rations. There's so much cruelty, so much suffering. So, you know, Israel prides itself on Mossad, you know, Issa the Little. He said that Israel would win by intelligence. Israel, the founder of Mossad, as in the Institute for Special Tasks, Mossad being Israel's external intelligence agency, Shin Bet, their intelligence agency. They're often fluent Arabic speakers. Often they're Israelis descended from people who came from Jewry in Arabi, as in Morocco or Yemen or wherever. Goodness. So that's it. It's terrible. And this cycle of bloodletting continues. It's just heartbreaking. The monstrous crimes committed all the time, and people are enraged. So, but if this was me, if it was someone I loved who was murdered like that, who was kidnapped, who was raped, who was tortured, would I just see red? My blood would boil. And I say, I don't know which individual did it. Even though I do, might not find him. He might be dead already. But I knew which side did it, so I'm going to make them pay back. I remember playing rugby, being accidentally hit by someone else and being hurt. And for a moment, I felt a flash of anger and I wanted to hit someone. Now, I didn't. I calmed down and I controlled it. But obviously, when it comes to a war on this scale, the anger is just so much greater. It's just uncontrollable. And it's about dehumanization. On the other side, they don't count and they are evil. Wow. And it just doesn't take much to turn people like that, because we are the beast unbound. You know, civilization is skin deep. And that's why international law, humanitarian law is so important. Military discipline, to not do what you want to not lash out, to not commit acts of violence when it's not part of some proper military attack. And I know it's easy for me to say because I'm not in the situation. And if I was in the situation on either side, maybe I wouldn't be so moral. Goodness. So the New York Times says the Israelis had plans of this a year before it happened. Now, to avoid detection, because the Israelis are masters at, decrypting things, Hamas went back to handwritten notes. So you can only get the plan if you can intercept the piece of paper. And OK, communication is slower, but it's much more secure. Hamas, could they have gone even further and stuff like that? So obviously Israel was at panic stations. So a huge failure for Netanyahu. And obviously he doesn't want the inquiry to focus on his failures. The Nova Music Festival was targeted and so on. But how could Hamas think they were actually going to win? Yes, they had major success for a brief while, but they were not going to win a conventional conflict against Israel. What did they actually think they would withdraw? Maybe they thought everyone would see the golden opportunity. The West Bank would rise up, that that Hezbollah in Lebanon would help them, which largely didn't happen. Obviously, in Syria, the civil war was still going on that time. Anyway, it's horrific what's happening. It's just ghastly. I want peace now. I want hostages on all sides to be released. I wish they could live in peace and brotherhood. But, you know, perhaps it's a forlorn hope. It's just naive. I mean, may this never happen again. And I suppose, well, Netanyahu said, well, if we just kill every single last Palestinian in Gaza, it won't happen again, or drive them out. But where they're to go, they're not even allowed out. Israel won't even allow sick children out sometimes to go for medical treatment in Jordan. Western countries, you feel so sorry for them, you've got to take them in. Or the other one is Gazans, even who think this is morally justified, they do. So we never, ever do this again, because look at the price paid. And I said it at the time, look back to my videos, Israel will now murder 100 times more civilians than its civilians were murdered. 100 times more. And so it has proved. Okay. Wow. We're getting there. And bear in mind, as a percentage of Gaza's population, that's so high, about 4% now, was Israel, a country of 9 million people. And they lost, was about 900 civilians that day. So that's a very small, you know, fraction of a percent. I would rather it was zero. I prefer it was nobody. So, you know, I wish we could have peace with justice, but it reminds me again how we live in such an unjust world and how, you know, so many people are evil. We like to think that people are good, but, you know, empirically, that's untrue. Consider the evidence. I know we're all a mixture of good and bad, and myself included, but, you know, a considerable minority of people are evil. There's people foolishly overestimate common decency and think that most people are somewhat wise and intelligent or have some basic humanity. And actually, that is a fallacious assumption.